Welcome to Health Chat with Kat, where the focus is on overall health, nutrition education, and the prevention of chronic disease. Health Chat is brought to you by the Tough Talk Radio Network in the Virtual Tone Studios in Houston, Texas. Now here's your host, Kathleen Curry.
Well, hello everyone. Welcome to Health Chat. I'm so glad you joined us today. We have a wonderful show in store for you. And so at the top of the program, I always ask a question. And the question today is, how many diagnoses of cancer are there in the U.S. each year? And I want to know the overall total of cancer that's detected. And you can find this at cancer.org, which is the American Cancer Society website. And the first person to answer this question gets a prize. You get to have a free dinner from A Healthier Me that will be delivered to your home. Or if you're outside of the Houston area, then you'll get a gift certificate to Whole Foods store. So the first person who either texts me at 832-256-5988, or you can tweet me at KathleenC541, or you can go to our website, which is Total Healthcare Management. That's Total Healthcare Management, is abbreviated MGMT.com. And you can go and post something on there. So the first person that gets to any one of those sites gets a free gift. So let's talk about celebrity health, because I always want to see who's in the news. And this week it seems as though Angelina Jolie has undergone ovarian surgery. But she is to undergo ovarian surgery because she just had a double mastectomy. She was carrying the BRCA1 gene, which she was tested for, and a lot of people who have different markers in their life, if they've got a family member who close to them who have had breast cancer or ovarian cancer, this might be a test that you may ask your OBGYN to perform for you so that you can detect this early enough so that you can make sure that you can take the proper steps. In Angelina's case, her mom passed away when she was 56, and she had the ovarian cancer, so she had the gene for this also. So because your breast cancer is also part of this BRCA gene, a lot of people undergo this double mastectomy and sometimes go through the ovarian operation procedure also, so that they can avoid having cancer and dying from it. So that's an interesting note on Angelina Jolie. So that's in our celebrity health today. And just looking at kind of what's trending, I wanted to mention about cholesterol. Cholesterol, of course, creates a lot of problems, especially with high blood pressure and, leading to all kinds of other health issues. And this was talked about on Dr. Oz's show, plant steroids. Plant sterols, S-T-E-R-O-L-S, plant sterols, they can decrease your LDL, which is your bad cholesterol, by 14% if you are taking the recommended dosage of 2,000 milligrams per day. So this is huge. This can get a lot of people off of their cholesterol medication if they know what to do to get this plant sterol properly dosed. And you can not only do it through supplements, but you can also do this through food, which is what we always try and recommend, is that you're trying to use food as your medicine. So you can do this through the foods that are recommended to get this plant sterol is wheat germ, sunflower seeds, kidney beans, cruciferous vegetables, which that is just like the medicine, that's the miracle medicine of all foods, are these cruciferous vegetables, which are broccoli, Brussels sprouts, all green vegetables. So kale, of course, those kinds of things. Also, almonds, apples, they also have this plant sterol in them. And so you can work that into your daily diet, especially if you're having cholesterol problems. This is a good way to control your cholesterol or get it under control. So that's something that you might want to start considering putting in your diet on a daily basis. So our show today is going to be talking about cancer. That's why I have that question at the top of the show. And for those of you who are not familiar with Health Chat, my name is Kat. I own a chiropractic facility in the Houston area. And we also focus, after we heal your mend your bones and joints and get you back on track from your injury, then we want to look at the rest of your health. So we also have a wellness program that we conduct. So we start looking at your markers, if you're on any medication. We want to start looking at that and trying to either reverse or at least help with getting you off of medications and getting you on a healthier regimen. So today, today our guest is a registered nurse. His name is Carl Helvey, and he's an author. He's a registered nurse with two master's degrees, and a doctorate in public health and wellness from Johns Hopkins. He has an interesting story because he had lung cancer, and he was able to live for 35 years after surviving lung cancer by not going on chemotherapy. He did more holistic healing techniques, and so we're going to listen to his story and find out exactly what he did to try and overcome these health challenges that he had by using some alternative methods. So I'd like to introduce our guest right now, Carl. Welcome to Health Chat with Kat.
Thank you, Kat. I'm happy to be with you.
It's an interesting story that you have. So tell us a little bit about your background. How did you get into nursing, first of all, into the healthcare industry in the first place? And then we can find out more about how you start dealing with these challenges. So tell us about your background.
Well, I grew up in a family that didn't have a lot of money. And so I knew I wouldn't be able to go to college. And again, I was starting with the wrong attitude, right? You got to be positive. But I started with the attitude that I couldn't go to college, so I took a business course in high school. And there was a new hospital, and they asked me when I graduated to work in the supply department, so I ordered all the supplies. And then I got friendly with the nurses, and they used to ask me to prep the patients for surgery and do little things on the units, and I decided I liked that, and so I applied to nursing school, but my background was all wrong because I didn't have the chemistry and the sciences and all that I needed. But I took chemistry while I was going with my other courses, and I went flying through that program, and then once I finished, people started talking about the baccalaureate, and so then I went to NYU and did a baccalaureate, and I worked days as a staff and a head nurse at Bellevue Hospital in New York. And I think most people think psych hospital, but I worked in medicine and surgery and went to school nights and got my baccalaureate. And then once I finished my baccalaureate, people start saying, oh, you need a master's. So I worked for a while, and then I was offered a scholarship, and I did a master's, and I had a scholarship for a second master's and my doctorate. So my background worked out great, and I have loved what I have done most of my life. I've done a lot of time in education where I worked with both graduate and undergraduate students. And two of the highlights, I developed a nursing theory that I refined over 20 years, and it has been used in 8 countries and has been used at several universities in doctoral and master's programs in this country and in service, and it's been used as a framework for research in Taiwan. And so that was one of the highlights. And the other one for me was I was asked to be on the board of a homeless shelter, and I got very interested in that population. And so after a while, I decided, well, I want to do more than just make policy on this board. So I'd take a card table, and I'd set up my card table at the shelter where they had the dinner, and it was the homeless and low-income people from the neighborhood came there. And I'd take blood pressures and I would, talk with them about health problems. And then I thought, well, it would be nice to bring some of my students. Well, they liked that because the students were a lot better looking than I was. And so I would take my students from public health nursing and also independent study. And I had some RNs. And I'd take them, and they were much more up on what was going on in emergency units and things like this, so they were very good. And then I decided that it was time to write a grant, and so I was funded for almost $1 million, and I opened a nursing center at the homeless shelter, and we provided primary care through a nurse practitioner. And that was a great experience because my practitioner was just such a wonderful person. She would help them fill out their forms for social service. And if they needed medication and they couldn't come in to get them, she'd drop them off on the way home. And she was a very loving, caring person. And she said to me one day, "I wish I could do more." And I said, "Sheila, you're doing everything that you can do. You're seeing everyone that applies, you're meeting all of their needs, and you're collecting research for me. We've got the graduate students for the nurse practitioner, and you're working with them." And so it was a wonderful experience. And when we had to close, the patients, many of them came forward and talked about how their lives had been saved because they had never had care before. And it was just a wonderful experience. And so I retired in 2000. I was between 69 and 70, but I get bored if I don't have something to do. And so I wrote my seventh book in 2007 on healthy holistic aging, and then I wrote my eighth book in last fall. It was published. And I have had a radio show on holistic health and natural ways to deal with health problems for the last 5 years. And I'm now starting a foundation for people that are interested in holistic approach to treatment for cancer. So that's pretty much me.
That's a wonderful background. You've been a grassroots warrior out there trying to help people understand more about how to deal with health issues and live a healthier life, which is exactly what our program is about. So this is wonderful to have you on, because our goal here is to get people to understand that medicine has its place and that it's good for you to have medication if you're having a serious problem, an acute situation that you need medication for, for that particular moment, for that particular illness or disease. But once you get past that, then you need to try and understand how food and how other things, holistic healing arts, can play a part in helping you have a healthier life as you age and get into your older years. Without in your bio, you were mentioning when you're in your 70s, the average amount of prescription medications are about 5 prescriptions per person. And that's so true that, a lot of the medications do other damage to your body that you end up having to take other medications to try and deal with the ramifications of the side effects. So, medications are not for you. You're not deficient in medications. You're deficient in something else that's going on in your body, and you need to try and find out what that is and then try and help to increase that deficiency naturally. So you were diagnosed with lung cancer, correct?
Right.
And so you refused to take chemotherapy and surgery, and they only had given you 6 months to live at the time you were diagnosed?
Right. And see, that's a typical medical response to patients is, well, I can offer you this, and you need to decide because you've got 3 months to live, for 6 months to live. I get a lot of phone calls and emails from patients or from people that have been told that they have 3 months to live, 6 months to live. And I write back and I tell them on the phone, that's not a medical diagnosis. That's a God diagnosis. And only God knows when we're going to die. And I had that same diagnosis 38 years ago, and I'm still here. So get that out of your head, because I think our mind influences our body very much. And if we keep thinking we're going to die, we're helping ourselves along that process. And I don't want people to be thinking along that process. I want them to be thinking, I'm healthy and I'm vibrant and I'm where I'm supposed to be and I'm getting there. And, you know, affirmations, I think, are a wonderful thing among many of the other mental, spiritual things that I did. I used affirmations, and I think this is very important. But being optimistic, we know, is very important. Yeah. And the research shows this.
Yeah, your mental attitude means everything about how well you can heal your body. Carl, I need to stop and take a break. We're going to take a commercial break, and we'll be back in just a moment.
What is term life insurance? It is basically a financial protection plan for your family or business if you pass away. Think about it. It's one of the few major purchases that you can make that you will personally never use, but you've got to have it to protect your family or business. And you owe it to yourself to shop and compare to get the absolute best possible rates for term life insurance policies of $500K or more. For term life insurance policies of $500K or more, call the Term Lifeline today, 1-877-665-4275, and let them know you were referred by Tough Talk Radio. Remember, we specialize in term life insurance policies of $500K or more, and we also have great rates for smokers, tobacco users. So call today at 1-877-665-4275. Again, 1-877-665-4275. Or email us at termlifeline@gmail.com.
Did you know that an estimated 52 million Americans listened to internet radio in the last month, or that weekly internet radio audience has increased 60% over the last year, and that more than 8 in 10 people are online from any location? Tough Talk Radio Network is a company dedicated to providing a platform that allows opportunities for guests, hosts, and sponsors to market themselves through the internet radio medium, where they can be heard by millions. To find out how Tough Talk Radio Network can help you, go to toughtalkradionetwork.com.
Dr. Higgy and Kat of Health Chat have combined their expertise to help you manage your overall health by offering functional medicine and weight loss remedies that address all of your health care concerns. They conduct health seminars and weight management classes that are open to the general public. Their informative classes bring support, awareness, and solutions to chronic health issues to help you truly achieve optimal health and wellness. To find out more, go to TotalHealthCareManagement.com. That's TotalHealthCareMGMT.com.
We're here with Carl Helvey, and we were talking about your initial diagnosis of lung cancer, Carl, and so what were some of the symptoms you were having that made you realize you were having a problem?
Actually, Kat, I didn't have symptoms. I had a dream that told me to go for a chest X-ray, and I pay attention to my dreams because I believe that that's one way that God speaks with us if we listen. God speaks through dreams, through our intuition, through other people, through things we read. And so I went to my doctor and I asked for a chest X-ray because at that time you had to be referred. And so he said, well, do you have symptoms? And I said, no. And he said, well, why do you want one? And I said, well, I just want one. I wasn't about to tell him why, that it was because of a dream, because he was very conservative. So he finally referred me, and they found a spot that had not been there previously. And so I went in the hospital, and they did biopsies, and it came back as positive for lung cancer. At that time, they didn't have staging, so people asked me what stage, but, you know, we didn't have staging back there. I only know that it was a lung cancer of the lower right lung. And so he and the surgeons are telling me that they will do chemo and then they will do surgery. And I said, wait a minute. I said, I don't make snap decisions. I go home, I pray about it. I make a rational decision. And they kept saying, well, you'll be dead in 6 months. And I kept saying, but that's my responsibility. Your responsibility is to tell me the pros and cons of surgery and chemotherapy. And my responsibility is to make the decision. And physicians 38 years ago weren't used to patients taking control of their own health care. And so I came home, and my friend, who actually was my physician's sister, but she was on the opposite end of the continuum. She was much more into alternative and everything. And she said, we will watch our dreams and pray about it and see what kind of an answer we get. And she said, would you like a psychic reading? And I said, well, I've never had one, but I don't have anything to lose. So everything came back to not have surgery, to not have chemotherapy, to treat it naturally. And my friend knew a physician in Northern Virginia who had worked for the National Cancer Institute and was having so much success with Laetril at that time that the drug companies and the government closed them down. And so he continued doing this in private practice, but I signed forms that I wouldn't report him. And so I went to him, and he gave me the physical regime. He didn't talk about mental, spiritual, but I added those on my own. And so I don't know if you want to know about specifics of what I used, but I'm happy.
Well, yeah, I do. I was looking at the statistics on the website for the American Cancer Society, the same website I was telling the listeners to go to and look at the overall estimated new cancer cases in the United States. This is 2012 statistics. But this this year, or if it's mimicking 2012, there should be about 226,000 people diagnosed with breast cancer this year. 226,000. That's a lot of people. So
right.
I'm sure that someone in our audience has someone that they know or have some connection to that may be battling this. So I do want to know what exactly you decided to do. What was your recommendations from the people you were taking your advice from?
Okay. Now, Kat, first, can I tell you that people talk about breast cancer, they talk about prostate cancer, but lung cancer kills more people than prostate, breast, and colon combined.
Wow.
And so it's the major killer, and you ask what symptoms I had. I suspect that I was at an early stage because usually you don't have symptoms until the late stage. And then it's much more difficult to treat, and that's why the death rate is so high among lung cancer patients. But what I used is the doctor prescribed 2,000 milligram a day of Laetril, which was illegal, but he told me where to get it in Baltimore. And I'll add that within 5 years, my doctor had been closed down. The pharmacy where I got my Laetril in Baltimore, Maryland, had been closed down. So I took the Laetril.
So was this something that is a plant-based or a non-pharmaceutical?
Right. Right. Definitely.
Something?
Uh-huh. Right. Right.
Okay.
The major source of Laetril is the apricot kernel. And I also ate about 25 apricot kernels daily. And the traditional literature will tell you that there is cyanide in the kernels and in Laetril, and it will kill you or send you to the emergency unit. And I've told people, I said, I read that recently. I guess ignorance is bliss because I didn't know this. And I took this for 2 years, and it didn't affect me at all. And so what they don't tell you is that cancer cells have enzymes that activate the cyanide in the Laetril. Normal cells do not have that enzyme, but normal cells also have a protective enzyme which cancer cells do not, so that Laetril is very specific for cancer cells but does not affect the normal cells. Then I also took therapeutic doses of vitamin A. I started at 300,000 units, international units, a daily for a week. Then I went to 150,000, and then the third week I went to 50,000, and I stayed on that for 2 years. And the recommended dose is about 5,000 international units. And I was a little concerned because A is one of the fat-soluble vitamins, so that the excess is not excreted. It's stored in the fat. But the doctor told me that he would give me therapeutic doses of E, another fat-soluble, that would help to reduce the toxic effect of the A. And so I didn't have any problems with that. And the rationale was that the A helps to prevent normal cells from converting to cancer cells and also have some role in the destruction of the cancer cells. And then I took vitamin C. I took vitamin B5, B15. I took things like calcium, magnesium, and zinc. I took pancreatic enzymes, which are very important because most people that have cancer, they have found have digestive problems, and they have problems with their pancreas. And so they had me on pancreatic enzymes, which also helped, you know, with the absorption of the supplements and all that I was taking. They had me on a diet that was very similar to what is now a vegan diet. I took a 75% raw fruit and vegetables with no, and then I could have some cooked beyond that. I could have grains. I could have nuts. No peanuts because they're a high source of protein. I could have no protein, no dairy, no meat, no eggs. I could have no simple carbohydrate like cakes, pies, candy, etc. And I stayed on that diet, I think, for a year. And the second year, I did add a little bit of dairy that didn't seem to bother me because, you know, I liked cereal in the morning, but I could have I think I could have almond milk, a little bit of that at that time. But at that time, it wasn't, you know, in the market, so I had to make it myself.
Squeeze the almonds, the milk out of the almonds yourself. That's pretty tedious work, but you know, you were going to do something to save your life. So this is interesting.
Right, and then he had me detox once a month, which was just a day of fruit and vegetable juices and no solid food. And I also took something called AG Pro, which was a protein, but it was pre-digested. And so that gave me the protein. And, Kat, one thing I found was I was gaining some weight on this diet because I was eating so much fruit. And I had to actually pull back on the amount of fruit I was eating. I think that I figured, well, because I'm not getting protein, I'm not getting what I need, so I was eating a lot more fruit and vegetables than I would eat normally.
Oh, sure. Now, let me ask you about the detox. You're saying you did this fruit and veggie, you juiced it, you didn't blend it, so you didn't keep all the pulp in the fruit and veggies, you just juiced it. And you would do that once a month for like a day?
Right. Right.
So why were they not wanting you to eat the pulp? Because that had a lot of fiber in it, and I would think that would be good for your digestive, you know, enzyme. So why were they suggesting that you not blend it?
He just said to detox with fruit and vegetables, so I don't remember whether there was pulp in it or not.
AG Pro is a pre-digested, it's some type of protein?
Right. I took, that was in tablet form, right, and I took that every day.
Okay.
And the rationale for the diet, part of the rationale for the diet was that the raw fruit and vegetables give you, builds the enzymes that you need, and the protein uses a lot of enzymes in the digestive process, and mm-hmm. they wanted the enzymes to be free to work with the Laetril and the other supplements.
Okay. All right. So were you familiar at that time with probiotics, and were you taking any type of probiotics also?
No, see, back 38 years ago, there was no, I don't think that the people were into the probiotic thing at all.
Okay. All right, well, listen, we need to stop for a second and take another break, and then we'll be back and finish your story when we come back. So stay with us.
They say everybody has a story. A special few have the gift of bringing stories to life. When you absolutely can't get your book from your head to the written page, you need the special services of a ghostwriter. You will be amazed at what happens when you leave the telling of your story to a writer with the ability to reach inside and capture joy and laughter and pain and transform it all into your words, your raw emotions, just waiting to explode into reality. When waiting to tell your story is no longer an option, trust a ghostwriter that can deliver on a promise. Shirley Carney is that writer you can trust. Contact Shirley at ShirleyWintersCarney@yahoo.com or give her a call at 832-492-4088.
Did you know that an estimated 52 million Americans listened to internet radio in the last month, or that weekly internet radio audience has increased 60% over the last year, and that more than 8 in 10 people are online from any location? Tough Talk Radio Network is a company dedicated to providing a platform that allows opportunities for guests, hosts, and sponsors to market themselves through the internet radio medium, where they can be heard by millions. To find out how Tough Talk Radio Network can help you, go to toughtalkradionetwork.com.
As a practical, interactive, solution-focused therapist, Dr. Alan Simberg's treatment approach is to provide support and practical feedback to help clients resolve current challenges and long-standing patterns. With sensitivity,
Dr. Higgy and Kat of Health Chat have combined their expertise to help you manage your overall health by offering functional medicine and weight loss remedies that address all of your health care concerns. They conduct health seminars and weight management classes that are open to the general public. Their informative classes bring support, awareness, and solutions to chronic health issues to help you truly achieve optimal health and wellness. To find out more, go to TotalHealthCareManagement.com. That's TotalHealthCareMGMT.com.
So, Carl, we were discussing your diet and the supplement regimen that you went through. Was there anything else that you did that would be part of your regimen on a daily basis that helped you get past this?
Right. To that, I added some mental, spiritual activities. I had daily prayer. I meditated every day. I did affirmations. I did visualization. I tried to serve others. I was on some church prayer lists. I called Olga Worrell, who is a psychic healer in Baltimore, Maryland, and I was put on her prayer list. I tried to stay positive. I tried not to think about my own problems. I continued teaching and working with students and all. I think that I find now a lot of people that have cancer worry that it's going to come back or it's going to get worse and all this stuff. I didn't get into that mode at all. I think that's very negative behavior. I think you have to stay very positive and optimistic, which is not always the easiest thing to do, but I think it's very important.
Yeah, we were talking earlier about affirmations and being positive, And even in our clinic, when we're dealing with people who are in pain, which is what we're working, mm-hmm. working with patients who've been injured, and they're in a great deal of pain, some of these patients are never going to be able to be relieved of pain. It's going to be chronic throughout the rest of their life. But we can tell a lot by their attitude, how well they're going to even heal from a surgery by mm-hmm. their mental attitude. If they're positive and upbeat and they're looking forward, for the most part, those patients are the ones who get past the surgery and they heal very quickly and they move on with their lives. people who are very negative and their only focal point is their medications and their pain, and they don't want to move or do anything. They want to just sit still and just, and they're just, their mental attitude is just very negative. We can tell that mm-hmm. they're not going to get past the surgeries and medical procedures very well, and they're not going to ever really alleviate themselves from pain. Their minds aren't open enough to some of the other things, like you were talking about, meditation mm-hmm. and visualization and prayer, that can help them get past that. Because a lot of pain is mental, and so mm-hmm. is healing mm-hmm. from any disease or illness. It has a lot to do with your mental state and how positive you can stay focused on the good parts of your life and things that are positive in your world. So I can mm-hmm. understand how that is very, very helpful to you.
Mm-hmm.
So now
mm-hmm.
So how many years post-cancer are you now, or cancer-free are you? You're like 36, 37 years cancer-free?
Right, 30. Right. Uh-huh. Yeah. Uh-huh.
So
and
you have
I followed pretty much the same regime. You know, I pray every day and I meditate and use affirmations. I live on the Chesapeake Bay, and so I get up in the morning, usually about 6:45, and I walk the beach, usually for an hour, and I do my affirmations and all as I'm walking on the beach. And that gets me started for the day. And then I come back and I have breakfast. And my diet has stayed pretty much the same, but I've added some chicken and I have some occasional fish or seafood. But I limit it because of the mercury levels. And I don't eat farm-grown salmon because of the toxins. And mm-hmm. also I have found that 38 years ago I didn't need to worry about genetically modified organisms. I didn't need to worry about growth hormones and
and that's a big topic. We've talked about that a lot on the show. That has become part of our nemesis of trying to stay healthy.
And so I eat now just the organic, or I will, like, I live on a road. There's several people that have gardens and they have surplus in the spring and early summer. And mm-hmm. they'll put out what they have, the surplus they put out in the front yard on a table with a box, and it's an honor system. And I will buy from them, or I'll buy from the farmer's market if I know the farmer. But otherwise, I just eat organic. It's safer.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I've started patronizing our farmers markets a lot more over the last couple of years since I've been more, I guess, knowledgeable. And I have a wonderful position. I've got a front row seat to a lot of the cutting edge of healthcare. Even though I'm mm-hmm. not a health practitioner myself, mm-hmm. I have access to sitting and talking with doctors and medical professionals all across the board mm-hmm. for all kinds. But you know what? It all boils down to your diet, really. I mean, after they've talked about all the different cures and remedies and things that they can do, the thing that it always falls back on is your diet and what it is you're eating
right.
every day.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So
right.
I've even started a little garden in my own backyard that mm-hmm. I just grow a couple of vegetables, and I realized that instead of flowers, I can grow things to eat, which is a lot more productive and healthy for me, me and my family. So it's
mm-hmm.
been a lot
right.
a lot of fun, and so I'm trying to eat a lot more of raw vegetable, which, you know, a couple of years ago I would never have ventured into eating, all these vegetables just raw. But once mm-hmm. you kind of get the sugar addiction away from you, you actually can taste right. that these vegetables don't taste so bad.
Taste so sweet to me. Even walnuts taste so sweet to me, since I don't eat sugar. Yeah. Everything is so much sweeter, but the organic also tastes so different. I drink tomato juice that's organic, and when I set the glass down, there's still some of the juice on the glass. I mean, it's so thick that it doesn't all drop to the bottom like when you buy the other tomato juice. And that's one of the things that's most genetically modified, that and the soy products. But,
Well, you know, and also the part about our culture right now is that our government subsidizes all the things that go into processed food. So it makes all of our processed foods so cheap to purchase. But the corn, wheat, dairy, all of the things that they make sugars out of, the fructose sugars out of, all of those are subsidized. Corn is one of the highly subsidized produces that we have, but they are put into products that make us unhealthy. And somebody told me that when they put pharmacies in our grocery stores, that they knew we were in trouble.
there was a
problem with that dichotomy. Since food is supposed to be our medicine, then why are we needing pharmaceutical medication to take care of all the processed foods that they're, that they're selling us and advertising to us?
There's something
wrong with that picture.
Monsanto is a big one that is on Facebook all the time. People are trying to do something about it, but it doesn't seem like we're getting very far.
Say that again. I didn't hear the first part.
Monsanto.
Oh,
who is
They're the biggest GMO seed providers in the world, and they were able to sneak past the legislation in Washington, D.C., a bill saying that if there were ever any lawsuits as a that came down the pike in the future over genetically modified foods, that they would be exempt from those lawsuits. So everybody who's paying attention is going, you've got to be kidding. They're trying to exempt themselves, and they are the main people who are putting out these GMO seeds into our food produce. So when you're eating your diet now, you're eating some chicken, so that's free range chicken, I assume.
Same arena that you would have never met.
It's organic chicken. Trader Joe's has a very good individually wrapped pieces of organic chicken, and it just kind of melts in your mouth. It's so tender. And so that's what I usually get. And our local Trader Joe's has, in the last year, they don't have as many organic fruit and vegetables anymore. And so I tend to go more to the fresh market, and they seem to have. And so they're close together. So I go once a week and I load up on my fruit and vegetables and the chicken, and then there's a place nearby that gets the scallops and things out of the Chesapeake Bay, and so I pick those up. And so,
the Houston area just got Trader Joe's about 4 or 5 months ago, so it's new to this area. My daughter's lived on the East Coast, and they're up in the Maryland, D.C. area, so they've been telling me about Trader Joe's for the last 3 or 4 years. They love going there. And so we finally got it in Houston, so I'm really happy.
Oh, good.
Because some of the prices are a lot cheaper than at Whole Foods for a lot of their products.
Right,
So you've got some exercise that you've incorporated into your daily routine, which is also extremely important when you're now 81 years old, you told me, so...
I'll be 81 in August, right.
So congratulations. You're really living the longevity and healthiness of life that we all want to obtain. So I'm really happy that you were able to come on the show and tell us about your experience here so that we can try and follow in your footsteps on trying to model our own longevity after mm-hmm. what you're experiencing. Your blood pressure is okay and cholesterol
right.
and all of that?
If my blood pressure ever goes much above 110 over 70, I'm shocked. And
mm-hmm.
cholesterol, you mentioned something for cholesterol. Now, I have taken lecithin. Are you familiar with lecithin?
No.
It's made from the soybean, or that's the major ingredient. And I've taken it I took it when I had lung cancer, so I've been taking it for at least 38 years. And the theory is that it will clean the plaque and all out of your arteries so that
mm-hmm.
you have to start very slowly. So I started with a teaspoon a day. I get the granules, and I also get Lewis's non-genetically modified granules, because it's made from the soybean, which is frequently genetically modified. And I built up to three tablespoons a day, and my cholesterol never goes over 150. But the problem is I don't get the good cholesterol up very high, but the bad
mm-hmm.
cholesterol always stays
that low.
And I think it's a combination.
You said it's called
lecithin? Yeah, L-E-C-I-T-H-I-N. I think it's a combination of using the lecithin. The meditation probably helps. Exercise, I'm sure, helps. And it's probably my diet helps, too. You mentioned earlier about the vegetables and fruit. I didn't get benign prostatic hypertrophy, which comes on most men when they're about 55.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't get it till I was 75, and that was because I eat so much fruit and vegetables, and that will delay it. And
okay.
I found herbs that I take for that, so I don't take... I have a nice... I was going to say oncologist... guy that I go to, urologist, and
urologist.
His attitude is, well, the Flomax, which is what he prescribed, he said, well, that will only take care of the symptoms. If you can handle the symptoms, great. And so I have found herbs that handle the symptoms, things like I take...
Oh, wait, stop right there. We need to take one last break, and when we come back, we'll find out what that is. So stay with us.
Okay.
What is term life insurance? It is basically a financial protection plan for your family or business if you pass away. Think about it. It's one of the few major purchases that you can make that you will personally never use, but you've got to have it to protect your family or business. And you owe it to yourself to shop and compare to get the absolute best possible rates for term life insurance policies of $500,000 or more. For term life insurance policies of $500,000 or more, call the Term Lifeline today, 1-877-665-4275, and let them know you were referred by Tough Talk Radio. Remember, we specialize in term life insurance policies of $500,000 or more, and we also have great rates for smokers, tobacco users. So call today at 1-877-665-4275. Again, 1-877-665-4275. Or email us at termlifeline@gmail.com.
Did you know that an estimated 52 million Americans listened to internet radio in the last month, or that weekly internet radio audience has increased 60% over the last year, and that more than 8 in 10 people are online from any location? Tough Talk Radio Network is a company dedicated to providing a platform that allows opportunities for guests, hosts, and sponsors to market themselves through the internet radio medium, where they can be heard by millions. To find out how Tough Talk Radio Network can help you, go to toughtalkradionetwork.com.
Health Chat with Dr. Higgy and Kat. This program explores the health and wellness industry. They will bring informative and lively discussions with specialists from all aspects of health. From traditional to alternative medicine, they look to discover all options available to manage and maintain better physical, mental, spiritual, financial, and family health. These are all areas that touch each and every one of us, and they play a crucial role in shaping our overall health and determine our quality of life on our quest to achieve optimal health and wellness. Tune in to Health Chat with Dr. Higgy and Kat on Fridays at noon on the Tough Talk Radio Network. You can find out more at toughtalkradionetworks.com.
Carl, we were discussing your, you were talking about your oncologist, your urologist,
mm-hmm.
and you were saying that most men, I guess you were talking about prostate problems, and
yep.
you didn't have,
right.
And so go ahead and tell me what you were saying about what you were showing occurred later on in your life because of you taking, you know, because of your diet, I guess, and the regimen that you were on.
Uh-huh. What happens, Kat, is that the prostate enlarges and it goes around the urethra and then you have problems urinating. Well,
right.
one of the best things you can do is take pumpkin elixir, a pumpkin extract, and it the stream is like a 21-year-old. And
oh,
so
really?
I take three of those a day, and then I take one pomegranate capsule, because they have found that pomegranate will prevent prostate cancer, and if you have a tumor, it will shrink it. So I take one of those every day. And then women have always had urinary tract infections more frequently than men, but men also get them. And so
mm-hmm.
I take something called CranMax. One capsule is comparable to 8 glasses of cranberry juice. So you don't have all of those calories, but you get the
yeah.
benefit. And
oh,
then I
okay.
take one nettle, which is also good for the prostate, but it also is very good for the lungs, and it keeps your lungs very clear. And so I take that. One organization that I would like to mention, if I may, that I think is helpful to people, and that's Life Extension. Are you familiar with them?
No.
It's an internet, they're in Florida, I believe, and they have, I get like the CranMax, I get there, I get the pumpkin extract, the pomegranate, I get all of these things, but they also have a team of naturopathic physicians, health researchers, et cetera, and
uh-huh.
I pay, I think it's $75 a year, which gives me a discount on all of the supplements that I buy, but also I can call and talk with their health advisors at any time and tell them what symptoms I'm having, and they will do the disclaimer, but then they will say, you might want to think about this and this and this. And it, you don't have to be a member to use it, because I know my niece's husband had bladder cancer, and I had her call, and they gave her all kinds of information. So it's a resource that I think is helpful to people. That
Life Extension. It's called lifeextension.org.
Right.
.org.
Right.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Great. Great information. All right. So now you're continuing to work. You're continuing to write books, and I want everybody to be able to contact you so that they
mm-hmm.
can look at purchasing your books. So tell us how
mm-hmm.
how our audience can reach you.
My website for the cancer is beatlungcancer.net. And if interested in natural ways of dealing with things like arthritis and diabetes and back pain, et cetera, my other website is holistichealthshow.com.
And how do you feel holistic?
H-O-L.
Okay.
I-S-T-I-C. And the series usually are 4 or 5 months. And my show is on every other week. And then the odd week, I advertise who's going to be there the next week. But then on Wednesdays and Fridays, I put the latest research related to whatever the topic is, if it's arthritis or whatever. And if I don't have enough of that, I always put on cancer, and it's always natural ways of dealing with cancer. So there's a lot of information on nutrition and how it can prevent or help with cancer. There's some information on smoking cessation in terms of lung cancer, et cetera. So those are my two major websites.
So you were mentioning before the show that if people are diagnosed with cancer, then your thoughts are that they really should try these alternative medicines, alternative healing arts before they start trying to work with chemotherapy. See if these things work first, right? And give yourself some time to try and let these alternative healing methods give them a chance to work before you consider chemotherapy.
Right.
I mean, I'm just kind of wondering what your thoughts are on this person diagnosed with cancer.
Yeah, I think that a lot of people are scared into chemo and to radiation and all. And what a lot of people think that cancer affects your immune system anyhow, and chemotherapy mm-hmm. does it in. And so you don't have anything to fight back. And mm-hmm. so it's better to use some natural things that doesn't compromise your immune system because I think so often people die from the chemotherapy or from the radiation. My brother died last week, and he came down. He was 91, and he came down with lung cancer last fall. And he had a good relationship with his doctor, and so he did what the doctor wanted, which was radiation. But they did 5 days a week for 5 weeks, which is too much for a 91-year-old. And
mm-hmm.
he lost 65 pounds. He had no energy. Then he had problems. He couldn't walk. They put him in hospice, and he died. I asked him if he would add Laetril, but I think that it's a lot more than just the Laetril, but he did do the Laetril when he remembered, but his memory had gotten very bad, and so
mm-hmm.
he didn't always remember to take it either. But I didn't
feel like... I'm sorry you lost your brother.
Thank you. I didn't feel I could interfere more with his relationship with his doctor.
Yeah, and making these changes in your life is not easy. I've had a brother who was... who actually died from lung cancer a couple of years ago. And once they've been diagnosed and they put them on a lot of medication, pain medications, it's really difficult to talk to that patient at that
right.
point unless they have a good advocate who's very close to them, who's with them on a daily basis, that can
mm-hmm.
really talk to them about their changing their diet, trying to do some exercise, trying to take some of these supplements that you were talking
mm-hmm.
about. It's hard to talk to a person who's in the midst of being sick.
Right.
You really have to kind of incorporate this into their lifestyle prior to them being ill, or at the very, very mm-hmm. beginning of them being diagnosed, when they can still,
right.
when their
mm-hmm.
cognitive functions are still able to be perceptive enough, because they get so scared, they're listening to what they perceive to be the expert advice, which is their physician. And so their mind isn't open to try other things because they are so scared at that point.
Right, right.
So,
right.
Well, listen, this has been an interesting hour talking with you. You've got a remarkable story. And this is the outcome that we want for all of our listeners who are dealing with chronic health issues, is to make these changes in their life and to be able to overcome this without having to depend solely on medication to try and deal with the symptoms and the repercussions of illness and disease. So you've got an absolutely phenomenal story, Carl, and I appreciate you being on today. So
I'm always available to talk with people that have cancer. So if people want to email me, they want to pick up the phone and call me, they can get all of this off my website. But I'm always open to talk with people.
Okay, that's wonderful to hear. So thank you so much. I hope to meet you one day. You're in Virginia. I'm in Houston. But who knows? I may get a chance to meet with you. But
right.
you've got a remarkable story, and I appreciate you sharing it with us.
And I appreciate you having me on, Kat. I've enjoyed it.
Okay, thanks so much. So what a wonderful story he has, and very inspiring that anyone who's dealing with serious health issues can overcome them. But you've got to make these changes in your life to be able to manage disease and illness. So there's one more thing I want to mention before we leave today, and that is we're having a health workshop at Total Health Care this evening on mental health. So anyone that's dealing with any type of mental health issues, ADD, ADHD, Alzheimer's, any other types of problems with anxiety, depression, compulsive disorders, addictions, we're wanting you to come and listen to our speaker this evening, which is Rosemary Barron, and she's got a lot to share on how to overcome mental illness issues in a healthier way and actually to alleviate them altogether. So until next week, I look forward to speaking to you again. And so here's to your health. God bless.
Thank you for tuning in to another edition of Health Chat with Kat. A special thanks to all of our sponsors. If you'd like to be a sponsor or a guest, please go to toughtalkradionetwork.com.